You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Andrew Mount with you. Mr. Mount, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Dunn. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. How are you? You've had the sniffles.
Yes, I have a little bit of the lurgy. Occupational hazard.
Are you fighting fit now?
I wouldn't say fighting fit, but
you're here.
I'm not going to keel over at any minute. You know, I'll probably give you five minutes warning.
Okay, well, we look forward to that towards the end of this podcast then. We're going to be focusing on racing on Saturday, and it was meant to be the end of the flat season. But it isn't now.
Yeah, it's still the end of the flat season, but we just haven't got any racing to mark the occasion.
Doncaster, which anyone who's in the Doncaster area will know, had no chance of being on.
Yep.
It is wet.
Yeah, biblical. I drove past Donny on the way here yesterday, and there were things, bathtubs floating down the M6.
Yes. M1. No, it wasn't nice. So commiserations to Doncaster, because they lost, of course, the Group 1, the Virgin Futurity, a couple of weeks back, and now they've lost this one as well. But it is proper jumping weather, and we've got some proper jumpers in action on Saturday. Racing to look forward to from Aintree and from Wincanton, as well as up at Kelso. Good card over at Naas as well in Ireland. And we've got action under the lights at Southall as well, getting underway at 4:40 in the evening. So do tune into Racing Radio for all of the action live from 11:50 with James Millman in the presenter's chair. We're going to focus, myself and Mr. Mount, on a couple of contests at Wincanton. They've got the Rising Stars Novice Chase coming up at 2:25, the Elite Hurdle at 3 o'clock, and the Badger Beers Silver Trophy Handicap Chase listed contest at 3:35. We're going to focus on the last two named, and we'll start with the Elite Hurdle, shall we? Coming up at 3 o'clock. You don't often get a massive field in the race, but we could see a potentially smart performer in the shape of the market leader, who's Fusil Raffles, who we saw last season to very good effect, and having missed the Cheltenham and Aintree festivals, went to Punchestown instead and won there, and looks like one to certainly be excited by this season, Andrew.
Yeah, very much so. Two runs for the yard, two wins, both right-handed, on good ground to Kempton, and what was good to yielding at Punchestown. So he's going to get similar conditions, and bidding to emulate the same owners. So Royale, who was the last four-year-old to win this, that was in 2016. And he was odds on that day, starting at 6-4 on. I do slightly worry about that four-year-old stat, though. In the last 15 years, just one four-year-old winner from 20 runners in the Elite Hurdle. And a lot of those were short prices, which would also count against Christopher Wood here.
Yeah.
Her first run after a wind operation for Paul Nichols. So that could perhaps bring about improvement. And he could leave behind that disappointing effort at Haydock last time. He was a 6-1 shot for the Swinton Handicap Hurdle. He could only finish 12th of the 17 runners. And the other four-year-old beat the judge, who has chased home Fusil Raffles earlier on in his career. That was back at Kempton in February. Mm. So I'd just been looking at the race thinking, small field tactical affair, a race that normally suits five-year-olds or older and horses who race up with the pace or make the running. So I'm drawn to Brandon Castle, the likely pace angle in the race, a seven-year-old trained by Neil King, Richard Johnson on board. Now, he was very useful on the flat, won several times for Archie Watson, went to Neil King for a hurdling campaign last year, won his first three starts all at Plumpton, on ground ranging from good through to soft, was generally an out-and-out front runner on the flat, and he's repeated those tactics over hurdles. Now, he lost his unbeaten record at the Cheltenham Festival. That was in the Supreme Novices Hurdle, of course. He was only 25-1 for that, so not a massive price. And then he went back to Plumpton for a handicap in April, But I'm not sure it was the ground that beat him, as some suggested. I think it was the fact that he got taken on for the lead. There were two lunatic front runners that day, Brandon Castle and Wells de Lune. They finished last and second last. And he has beaten Wells de Lune by 89 lengths, the one who took him on for the head of affairs. So if he can do his own thing in front, which looks likely, say back in a small field, then I thought a 10-1 Brandon Castle might be the one to, you know, maybe each way give us a little, you know, run for our money. It might turn out that Fusil Raffles turns out to be, you know, a sort of future grade one star. But you go back to the So Royale we were talking about earlier on when he won it as a four-year-old. You know, the runner-up was the front runner, Raven Black, for Oliver Sherwood, who did the same sort of thing as Brandon Castle, would just blast off in front and hopefully stay there. So the more rain, the better. I think it's officially good at Wincanton. I'd certainly like to see the word soft in the going description at some stage. But I thought, given that the second favourite fell last time out, we've got a horse who was, you know, the third favourite was 12th. We've got plenty of others who've, not exactly shone on their last time, on the latest start. So maybe Brandon Castle at double figure odds could be the one.
Just one other one to mention, which we haven't mentioned yet, the likely second favourite, Grande Sancy, who fell at Kempton on his return, but prior to that was well beaten in the Supreme, which we've already mentioned, and in a lovely bit of tying up, actually won the time before that here at Wincanton, beating So Royale.
That's right, so that was back in February. Mm. After that, again, he went to the Supreme, finished well beaten, as you say, and then fell on his comeback. Tend to be ridden patiently and can take a bit of a grip in his races. But, you know, that's certainly just on his course form since his wind surgery. He's had two visits here to Wincanton and two wins, including that Grade 2 victory. So, if he's not showing any ill effects from that last time out fall, then certainly wouldn't be surprised to see him go up.
Okay, but Brandon Castle from the front.
Brandon Castle, yeah, just it's the pace angle and just the price, really. The fact he's three times the price as Grand Sancy.
What about the 3:35 then? 3 miles and a furlong the trip for the Badger Beers Silver Trophy Handicap Chase. Listed contest coming your way. And it's a really, really nice renewal of this race because you always get a fair field. It's always pretty competitive. You get some horses who are dropping in class and some that are on the improve. And that's what we've got again here. Some old favourites back.
That's right. And we've got the Hat-Trick Seeker, Present Man, who is bidding to win this race for the third year in a row. And he's one that I've often talked about as being an early season type. And that if you just look at his record in October and November, he's had 9 runs, 6 wins, 2 seconds and an unseat. So he's just one that you have to side with at this time of year. I tipped him up for this race last year and so he bounced back to win it, having sort of been beaten 27 lengths, albeit in third place in the Bet365 at Sandown on his previous start. He was pulled up in that race when on his final start last term, but that's just the wrong time of the year to back him. He just hardly does anything outside this sort of October, November, you know, sort of autumn, early winter period. And you're looking at his other career wins. One of those came on the 10th of December, so not a million miles outside of that zone. And another one went a short price in April a couple of years ago at Ascot. So, decent ground suits. He's he has won on soft, but he's generally best on goodish ground. And we know he goes well at this time of year. This is his second run after wind surgery. So, if that wind op, has brought him on, he could be even better than last year. And he's only £4 higher than when we were winning this race 12 months ago. Briony Frost on board, as per usual. She gets on so well with him. Stable in good form, as they typically are. And just, ticks in all the right boxes, basically, as Pimmers would say. I can't believe I was using that expression.
No, you are. Some Kind of King was second in the race last year and comes back again. You've also got the likes of Rock the Casbah and the Young Master and Walk in the Mill, who have been seen in the Grand National picture, of course, in recent years. That there's sort of varying profiles of horses coming into this, aren't there?
Yeah, I mean, Some Kind of King representing Tom George, who's another one who's been in good form. And again, this is a horse who's often gone well at this time of year. He's won twice in November, once in October. I just worry about his running style, though. Wincanton over fences, it generally favours those who can get into a rhythm near the head of affairs, as Present Man was in this race last year. He was described as leading until the fifth, racing prominently after that. 2 years ago when he won, again, he led early and then remained prominent afterwards. It's very rare for a horse to come from miles off the pace to win this. 3 years ago, Gentleman John, again, led until fifth. It seems to be you've got to be leading to the fourth or the fifth. Let someone get in front of you. Dropout Joe, when he won it, he wasn't dropped out. He was chasing the leaders. So same of the hurdles at Wincanton. It can be very difficult to come from off the pace.
Mm.
So particularly in a field of this size, when the fences take some jumping, you can easily get sort of hampered by a faller, or you make a mistake and you drop back and it's just a struggle to get back into it. So look for something that's going to be on the front end, and Present Man certainly fits the bill.
Okay, so you'd side with Present Man?
Present Man.
Okay, Present Man for Paul Dickles and Bryony Frost, bidding for another win in the Badger Beers. That's coming up at 3:35. We talked about the 3 o'clock as well, the Elite Hurdle, the selection there at a juicy price was the hopefully front-running Neil King runner, Brandon Castle. Loads to look forward to on Saturday, so good luck with your bets, listeners, and the same to you, Mr. Mount. Thank you very much, Alex.
You're full of the joys of Christmas.
Nearly. We're getting
early
there.
November.
Yeah, why not?
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.